Hello and welcome to the season finale, the ninth episode of the Getting to Know You podcast. I'm your host, Jacob Bradley, and today I'm joined by a very, very special guest. Please welcome in Jack Joannides. Jack, how are you today?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you for having me, Jacob.
Oh, it's an absolute pleasure. I mean, we say it all the time. You're the heart and soul. You're the person that breathes life. What was the award you won the other night? Life of the Party?
Yeah, Life of the Party and some other awards at TLP at Toppers.
So how about before we get things started, why don't we talk a little bit about yourself? So why don't you explain to somebody that might not know you who Jack Joannides is?
So I'm a 23-year-old from Somers, New York. Before I attended Oswego, I was actually involved in radio at a smaller station called, like, the Power, forgot the name of it, but it was at Westchester Community College. I was actually the events manager there, so I helped, like, set up events and that stuff. So Westchester Community College is a community college, so I went home and, like, did, like, work there in a sense.
Okay.
And then, so yeah, I worked at radio. I helped do some events. So, like, before I graduated, we have, like, an event called, like, where all the bands came, called, like, Dubfest. And we have, like, so much more. I also helped, like, create some events and help set up events and, like, that. And then, so I graduated there in 2019.
Okay. And then you came here?
Yes, I came here.
Nice. So why don't we talk a little bit about your experiences here in college?
So I have done a lot. I have worked camera for the majority of the hockey games. Not this season, but I also did some before COVID shut down in 2019. Some of the ones I remember is like Brockport. And I also worked the Geneseo game in 2020, and I also worked a playoff game, which I didn't do that quite well, to be honest with you.
Okay.
With camera, the opposite game cam. But not only that, I worked as a news camera in 2019 fall. Started working as graphics in spring 2020 for a really interesting show before COVID shut down. So one of them was Weatherwise, where they talked about weather.
Okay.
But the second show is really interesting. It was called like Bon Appetit. I might be saying that wrong, but it was a cooking show.
Oh wow!
Where they actually cooked food during the show and stuff.
Did you get to have any of the food?
I don't really think so. Okay. But think of it almost like the show, like Madcaps in the sense,
yeah.
But not as grossed out.
Yeah, it was meant to be good food.
Yeah.
So, Jack, you've, it seems like you have your hand in just about everything that's going on in WTOP.
Yep.
You've done sports, you've done news, you've been a part of OPs. Do you have I'm just asking the big question. Do you have a favorite thing you've done so far in WTOP 10?
I don't, that's a really good question. I would say one of like the biggest moments, maybe like working camera, because without like the camera angles that we have from hockey to basketball, when I worked sideline for one of the playoff games and all that, you couldn't see it on air without camera. And then also just TOP in general, because most stations you have to pay for broadcast while we don't.
Yeah. We're very free.
Yeah.
Well, Jack, you know, you've done some sports. You like you say, you had a big hand in hockey. We've had a lot of other people on the show that have talked about hockey. Now, are you a hockey fan on your own, or has you just had to become one as you've done sports here?
I'm not really that much of a hockey fan, to be honest. I mean, sometimes when I'm watching the TVs in the studio, I sometimes watch it, or when I'm at home, I occasionally, maybe just more playoffs, if anything, like the other day or like last week or so, when I saw like Steve Levy,
mm-hmm.
while on air for ESPN for like the halftime show or something like that, but something like that.
Nice. So you also are a baseball fan.
Yep.
What's your favorite team?
So I'm a Yankees fan.
Wow. See, me and Redmond, we're Red Sox guys, so we might have to have a little bit of a fight. But how long have you been a Yankees fan, Jack?
I would say for a while. I've been to a few games at Yankee Stadium, like with my family.
That's awesome. How close are you to the stadium? Are you close or are you pretty far?
I would say, well, most of the times I've taken the train, if anything, but I would say I'm like an hour or two away.
Okay. Well, you know, you mentioned your family there, Jack. Let's talk a little bit about them. You know, do you have any brothers or sisters?
I have a brother who went to Emory University in Georgia. He graduated like maybe like 3 to 5 years ago.
What's his name?
His name is David.
Nice. And that's it for siblings? Just your older brother?
Just my older brother. Now he currently lives in Atlanta.
What does he do for a living?
I believe he wants to become a lawyer or something like that. I'm not really sure, but before that, I believe around 8th grade, he went to like Fordham Prep.
Okay.
In the Bronx, and he did like debate stuff. He did like debates against other schools, I would say.
Oh, that's really cool. I didn't know that. No, that's awesome. So Jack, you're broadcasting in mass communication.
Yes.
Correct. So what was the inspiration for that?
To be honest, I probably have just watched a lot of TV, and probably one of the reasons maybe was because of like TLP and then watching stuff. But before, so coming back into Westchester Community College, well, back in high school, where I went to North Salem Middle School High School in North Salem, New York, which is like a smaller high school, like 60 kids per grade, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to do some, I took some like media arts, like some of the type of classes there. I would say a bit of graphic design and something like that. And then into Westchester Community College, as you know, as I mentioned in this podcast, I started doing radio. Then I feel like I want to turn it more on the TV side into doing like that, for instance, like changing my idea and going to TV.
Okay.
And that's where I'm like finding a job now.
Yeah. So do you have any official roles at WTOP 10?
So I have many.
Nice.
I have three. So I am the sports PA, which does a lot of stuff. One of the things is turn off and turn on the stream by turn off, since I would work the 10:30 to 11 p.m. block. Also in that role, I change the table and I make sure any crew positions are filled. My next position is maintenance engineer under Merrick's, now the new person's board. That's where I just make sure everything doesn't break, and I help like set up stuff for the station. Since in that role, I also do a lot of engineering for hockey, even though that isn't a part of my role, but I just help like set up Troy Rankowitz with hockey and that stuff. And then my third one, I haven't really done a lot, but that role is under your new board, and that is events manager.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So, you know, you mentioned you're here for all of the late sports OPs. Obviously, me, Garrett, and Kyle have sports talk, which you had quite a hand in. But, you know, recently, Jack, you've been appearing just about everywhere on camera.
Yes.
So, you know, what's that been like to finally get that shine on television?
It feels great. Like, for a sense, I've always wanted to be behind the camera, never like on the camera, never like in front of the camera.
Yeah. So has it been a bit of like outside of your comfort zone to go on camera then?
I feel like it is, because it feels like more stress because you have to get ready more in a sense. Yeah. But later this week, I know the podcast won't probably be out, but I'll be on air.
Wow.
This Thursday with Megan Trivia, who's also one of our great VPs of prod, and Donna Basil will be sports, and Dan Kinney will be weather.
That's
for the last broadcast of the semester.
I will be back there. I don't know. I forget what my I'm TDing, so I'll be back there. I can't wait. It's gonna be so much fun. But so you know, you talk about how the preparation kind of changes. So now that you're gonna be out in front of the camera on Thursday, have you had to do anything more to prepare?
Well, I have to be at the studio a bit early. I have to be there like 6. Then I have to write some stories and that stuff, I believe. But I have only really anchored, in a sense, once, and that was for 29, where I had to find some stories. For instance, like, that was on March 25th of this year/semester.
Mm-hmm.
And then I found some stories of Adams, of the mass mandate, and for players, and some other things around that time.
Okay, so as we get closer to Thursday, are you a little nervous?
I would say I am, because that was really the only time that I really had to read the teleprompter and like so much more.
So knowing though that you're going into it and you're going to have Megan right there with you, does that kind of ease the nerves a little bit for you?
I would say so, because she's been on air 3 or 4 times, and then she's also been on air when she doesn't have a teleprompter like hockey.
Well, I can't wait. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yes,
so make sure, if this podcast isn't out by then, make sure you're tuning in to watch Jack kill it on the news. But Jack, you know, we've talked a lot about, you know, how you've grown up. Now we're here to talk about here at WTOP what you've done. What comes next for you when you graduate here in a couple days?
Next part is that I'm just trying to find a job, primarily production assistant, basically anywhere in any of the New York markets, also potentially Albany or Syracuse.
Okay, so do you have any like specific people that might be interested in you already or no?
Well, I did have an interview 2 to 3 weeks ago with W10 Albany, which is a Fox/ABC station up there.
Okay.
But I didn't get hired, but they said my interview is good. But we have some other alumni like Jacob Lewis and Eric, who worked at TOP10, who now works in Albany.
Oh, that's awesome.
At that station.
Cool. Well, you know what? I can tell you right now from working with you for the last year, you won't have a problem finding a job.
Thank you.
The energy that you bring to the newsroom is something that any newsroom will desire. So we can't wait. But Jack, you know, how about we talk a little bit more about your time at WTOP10? We talked about what you've done on screen, what you've done off screen. What about some of the friendships you've made? Why don't you want to talk about them a little bit?
So during when I actually got COVID, I couldn't obviously be in the studio, but I feel like that's where I gained some more friendships. Like, we had you guys, we had Laker connections, we had sports games, we even had people at this station, WNRL, where we are right now. We had people shout me out even during the game when they just like DMs, like one of the games, I believe the first game of baseball. Yeah, the first game of baseball on the Friday, Aaron Valentino and Liam Gottimer, the previous podcast director.
Mm-hmm.
I just said to Aaron and DMs, like, you guys had a great game.
Yeah.
And then that's where like friendships start. Because they're on every show. Like, for instance, Aaron Valentino on Laker Connections with Brian Rudman.
Yeah, so you know, being away from the studio like that, what was it like for you then to finally come back, and now, like you said, you've built those relationships, now you're back. What was that like for you?
I feel like it's good because you don't even really remember somewhat what the station's like, because you're away from there from about like 7 days.
Yeah.
when you're normally 2 days off, unless you don't have hockey or lacrosse or basketball or something like, or any other sport.
So, you know, so you came back and you were greeted with such a warm reception from everybody. You know, how did it feel though to finally like be back? Like, was it exciting?
It felt like very excited and awkward at the same time. Okay. 'Cause when I first came back, so many people like Megan, Aaron, our staff photographer, and other people, they just standing by the door and cheered me on. And that was like very like awkward, but it was really like necessary.
Yeah.
Welcome back, because I'm the man of the station.
Absolutely. You come in and you're, you know, you're having so much fun constantly. But Jack, this, we had a big weekend this past weekend. You mentioned it earlier with Toppers. I mean, you were tearing up the dance floor on Saturday night.
Yes, I was.
So, you know, getting out there, you know, dancing in front of everybody, feeling the music. Is dancing something that you've always enjoyed doing?
So back into Westchester Community College, I would say I danced more because that was more of like what I did was more of events. And then there I danced a lot more in a sense at the station because they didn't have TV, but they only had radio. And then we had like a big DJ board with which we brought to our events. I would say like I danced a lot more like there.
But you got that the patented dance move, the spin move. Where did that come from?
I don't really know. I mean, I haven't really danced before at the station. Well, I actually know where that came from now. So back a few weeks ago, WNYO had an event called the Backyard Bash. It was from 8 to 11. I would say that's where I danced a lot, and I got most of those moves up.
Do you have a favorite song to dance to?
To be honest, I'm not really a music person.
Really? That's shocking, considering that you're out there dancing all the time. But hey, that's the sign of a good dancer. Doesn't matter what time, you're going to be dancing anyway.
Yeah.
But then the next day, we played a little bit of softball as well, and you went out there and hit a double.
Yeah.
What did that feel like
to get it on the bases? It felt very awkward because, you know, when you play the game or, you know, when you watch the game, it just felt like very awkward in a sense. Like, when you play the,
you're fine.
When you like play the game and watch the game, it doesn't really feel like that. But also just being in the field for like 7 innings or however time I was out there.
Yeah, so it was a lot of fun then. I think. Yeah. That's awesome. Well, Jack, it's you know, it's been awesome to sit down and talk with you. I know I asked you before we came in part of the quiz. I know you got to complete about half of it, but that's okay. We'll discuss so far what you've completed. Have you noticed anything differently about yourself as you completed the quiz? Like, have you noticed the theme maybe on your own?
I don't really think so.
Okay. Well, if you had to describe yourself, like at the end, usually it'll give you a list of strengths and stuff of what you're
I mean, at. I didn't get to that since I only did a few questions.
No, it's okay. So I was going to say we could, the two of us together can brainstorm some ideas. So do you have any like words like kindness or you know,
bravery? I would say like kindness or creative.
Okay, why do you think that?
Because creative based on, I would say, like, the camera work. Some of, even when I started here, we had a person at HR named, like, Julia Tilly, who was HR, who lived, like, close to me since she lived, like, Pound Ridge or something like that in Westchester. But, like, that, I started doing some of the newsletter work for TLP. Then I created like 2 or 3 and we did it by month. Then we started doing it by like semester. That was like the really creative part of it. And just like camera, also like camera on the set station for like Song of the Show, how we have that fifth camera, which is nice.
Yeah, no, that is really nice. And then you mentioned kindness as well. I feel like I don't even need to ask you this question because anybody that's ever met you knows how kind you are. But why do you think kindness is something that you possess?
Just like being at the station, just as you like mentioned.
Yeah. Do you think you get that from anybody, your kindness?
Yeah.
Who?
I mean, like a lot of people.
Oh, yeah? Can you name anybody specifically?
Probably like Megan or Donna.
Oh, I'm sure they'll really enjoy hearing that. But no, your kindness, I mean, it speaks volumes, Jack. You're always out. You're always got a smile on your face. And I guess we'll end this one off by talking about some of the nicknames you have. I know you've been deemed Chuckles for laughing all the time. You've been deemed Mr. WTOP. I'm missing a few right there. Do you have a favorite nickname you've been given?
So I feel like it's Chuckles.
Oh yeah? Why is that?
So here's the funny part. So this is, for those who do not know, this is how it all started. So we were working whiteout. I was on camera one for the Plattsburgh game, the big whiteout game. And so we started having some conversations with Case, Zach Case, Mike Gross, who was on the call. And I believe we just started like chuckling or talking about like funny stuff on the cameras.
Yeah.
On the cameras, microphones. And that's where it started just being so much like funny in a sense. And that's how we got the name Chuckles.
And it seems like you haven't stopped laughing since that point. That's awesome, man.
It is.
So you know what, Jack? This has been an absolute pleasure. You know, I can't wait to see what you do next because you're such a talented individual. You brighten a room as soon as you walk into it. So I can't wait to see what you got coming up next.
Yep. Thank you.
So before I let you go, do you have any words you want to leave to the listeners?
I don't really think so. Just thank you for listening to this.
Absolutely. Well, I guess I'll leave you with something. Just a very simple quote that I think all of us can learn from Jack. Just smile more because, you know, you never know what a smile can do for somebody. But Jack, thank you for joining me. This has been an absolute pleasure. Thank you for everybody that listened to every episode this season. You know, I'll be right back with some more potentially over the summer, potentially back in the fall. Who knows? We'll bring on a full fresh crew of faces as the time goes along. But for Jack Joannides, I almost pronounced your name wrong. For Jack Joannides and for myself, Jacob Bradley, we thank you for listening and please stay safe.